Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I want to tell you guys about a great book that I highly recommend. It's a book called Are You the One for Me by Barbara DeAngelis. Barbara DeAngelis is a New York Times best-selling author. She's got a lot of books, you guys, on Amazon, and you can listen to it free through Audible's 30-day trial. 30-day free trial. It doesn't cost you anything. And in her book, she talks about, you know, if you're married and you're wondering if you could be happier, if you're single and wondering how to avoid another wrong partner, or you're wondering if the person you're with is the one for you. This book is so spot on. I got this book years ago. A friend recommended it to me because let's face it, when we're growing up, nobody tells us these things, right? So we learn through years of experience, and this book sums up so much and is so relevant to relationships and getting to know what somebody is about, how to avoid making the mistakes that we make, the 6 essential qualities to look for in a mate, how to spot fatal flaws in a partner, how to create that sexual chemistry you want. So go to Audible and you can look, you can go to my link, which is tinyurl.com/askyaznow. Okay. And you have 30 days to get a free audiobook. You can cancel anytime. And on top of that, you guys, there's other books on there too. There's other books that she's written, like What Women Want Men to Know, The Secrets About Men Every Woman Should Know. So go to the link tinyurl.com/askyaznow and get your free trial membership. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Today, I want to talk about some listener questions that I got, okay? So the first one, this girl, she writes, something that I'm encountering lately that is an absolute turnoff for me is mostly guys on dating apps that send a message and when they don't get an immediate response, they send multiple messages that seem very demanding on my time and degrade quickly into hostility. I usually write these guys off immediately for potential dates because I value my time and my freedom. If someone can't wait 10 minutes for a response, especially when they know I have children and other commitments, then it will never be a good fit. And then she writes, sometimes it takes me 20 minutes to read a message if the kids are extra that day. My question is, why do people act this way? Does anyone find this attractive or a positive quality? Okay, so she goes on to talk about how this guy, you know, hit her up and it took her like 20 minutes to respond to him because she was busy with her kids and everything like that. And, you know, she was trying to let him know she was busy with the kids and he got like very hostile with her and he's like, well, do you want to hang out? And then 2 minutes later, he's like, guess not, and everything like that. And she basically is asking, you know, why do people act like that? Why are they abrupt, like when you don't respond to them right away? Number one, you met him on a dating app, okay? I've gone on about the dating apps, you guys. Dating apps are like 99% game. What does that mean? That means that most of these guys on the dating apps are not there looking for relationships. They are looking for hookups. They're looking for friends with benefits. They're just looking for fun, okay? So when you're dealing with somebody, okay, and, you know, they ghost you, or, you know, they're very abrupt with you, or they're not courteous with you, That's because they don't care about you as a person. This is what I'm trying to tell people, okay? Because a lot of people don't get it. They don't understand when they're talking to people on dating apps why people just can't be courteous. Because they're not there to try to be courteous, okay? They're there to see, okay, who's around? Who can I hang out with? Who can I possibly get sex from? That's the raw truth about it, you guys. That's the raw truth about it. Now, years ago, the dating apps were not like this, okay? They've gotten incredibly worse. That's why I tell you, don't even bother with the dating apps. Try to meet people in your everyday life through friends, through work, through groups, through volunteering, whatever else, okay? You got to be creative here, all right? Because the dating apps, you know, the guys all know it's game, but there's a lot of women on there that don't know it's game, all right? Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, I know somebody who met on a dating app. Yeah, that's great. How long ago did they meet, huh? What was it? 5 years ago? 10 years ago? It's totally different now, you guys, all right? Now, I'm not saying that it's not impossible. There's always exceptions to the rule, but what I am telling you is that the majority of the people on there don't care that you have kids, don't care what you do for a living, don't care about what's going on in your personal life, you know, what you're feeling or anything like that. What they care about is setting up a date, you know, just to have somebody to hang out with, you know, casual, no, nothing serious, this and that, even though they may talk that nonsense or whatever. Don't believe that crap, you guys. Don't be a sucker, because they all talk that, all right? So this is what I'm trying to tell you. So she's like, she doesn't understand why a lot of these guys do that. You know, they're very short with her, and, you know, all they want to know is, when are we going to hang out? If somebody's doing that, they are not interested in you for anything else than to just hang out with you for something that is not serious, okay? Keep that in mind when you're, you know, if you have to go on the dating apps, this is what you're going to get on these things, you guys. Like, we had a guy in the group who was complaining. He had a friends with benefit chick that, you know, he asked her a couple of times, when are they going to hang out? And she just kind of blew him off and kept canceling and canceling. But then she would reach out to him every so often to hook up with him. And he was like, you know, why can't people be courteous? You know, she must have canceled on me like 5 times and this and that. Because you're a friends with benefits. That's why. She doesn't owe you anything. And we were going back and forth, everybody. And he was like, well, you know, you could still be courteous. You know, we were friends and everything like that. I said, really? There's friends and there's friends, okay? Let's not equate friends and friends with benefits, all right? This is the biggest joke going, friends with benefits. That's a nice way to try to make you think like, oh, well, we're friends. No, they don't care about you as a friend. Are they calling you up to see how you're doing like your regular friends do? No. Okay. Most of the time, no. All right. Are they hanging out with you in instances where you're not having sex and being in situations with you when you're generally not having sex? Most of the time, no. Okay. So what you are is a fuck buddy. Okay. That's all you are. And he was upset because he felt like that was very rude on her part and everything. You're not in a relationship. You are not in a relationship. She doesn't owe you anything, okay? There's a lot of guys that do this to women all the time as well, okay? They cancel all the time and that, and then they call the girl when it's convenient for them, you know, when they're having a dry spell or whatever, and they're going to call you up, okay? Because they've already run the circuit with the other people. And now, you know, hey, how you been? You know, I miss you. Yeah, you miss me because you got nothing else going on right now. All right. So, I mean, this is how it is, you guys. This is what I'm trying to tell you. That's why I always talk about the friends with benefits thing, you guys. When you get involved with somebody with that friends with benefits nonsense, all right, you are not their friend. Okay. I mean, there's very,
I honestly, I don't know anybody that is just friends, okay? Like a regular friend and a friends with benefits. Most of the time, it's like a situationship and you just call it like, oh, okay, well, we're friends, which basically means like we're cool with each other. You know, we're not friends, okay? I don't fuck my friends, okay? So this is the big joke about all of this. And, you know, a lot of women, you know, they think by doing the friends with benefits, it's going to turn into a relationship. And most of the time, it doesn't, all right? So if you're thinking that you're going to do the friends with benefit and all of a sudden they're going to be like, oh, you're the most fabulous woman in the world, okay? You are dreaming. You are dreaming because you are already labeled a friends with benefits, which means that basically they have little respect for you. All they want to do is basically, you know, stop by and have sex with you and that's it. It's like going to a restaurant and having dessert before you have the meal. Then you don't want to have the meal anymore, okay? Because you already had the dessert. Okay, you never let that person get to that point. And that's the problem when you do those kind of things. Like I told you, when it starts right away fast with sex, most of the time it ends right away with sex because they never got a chance to know who you are as a person. This is a big mistake that a lot of people do. Now I'm going to move on to the next question. Okay, she writes, if your husband and wife or wife seems to be more distant in certain situations, what would you take it is? Examples, you get in a fight and are talking about splitting up and he just doesn't seem to care or put in any effort to make it work. You ask him if he'd be willing to go to therapy, both together and individual, to help the relationship, and he isn't willing or doesn't want to. You let him know that someone, an ex, is trying to reach out so he's aware and that you did handle the situation, but he has no reaction, no response, or doesn't even seem to care about it or your emotions with it. It almost makes me feel like he doesn't want to fight for his relationship anymore. And she writes, thoughts. Okay, here's my thoughts. He has checked out. He has checked out. This is a guy that does not want to work for the relationship, okay? He doesn't want to go to therapy. He doesn't care that your ex is contacting you, all right? He doesn't care. She also wrote, you know, he's always buried his face in the phone and everything like that. This guy, okay, this relationship has run its course and he basically, you know, if somebody's not willing to work at a relationship, there is no relationship here. And when you look into, you know, what happened in the past, she also brought up that they had broken up in the past, like 2 years ago, and they took a break. This is why I tell you that take a break nonsense is bad, okay? She took a break and then they got back together after a month. See, here's the thing. When you keep threatening with this, oh, well, you know, maybe we should take a break. Where do you take a break? What you're basically doing is you're giving them a pass to go out and, you know, screw other people and then come back to you. You're pretty much saying, well, you know what? I'm still around and I'll still be there. So there is no fear of losing you. And this is exactly what happened to her. She came back to the relationship. He knows he has her. He knows she's not going anywhere. And during this time, she ended up having another kid. All right. So now she's got two kids with this guy. So he knows that she is in a spot where it would be very difficult for her to leave him at this point. So where is the incentive for him to work at the relationship? There isn't much incentive here, okay? And when somebody has really checked out like that, all right, and isn't even jealous that her ex had contacted her or anything to that effect, he may even have something going on the side. If he's always buried on his phone, he could be one of these guys that's messaging tons of women all over social media. Now, I'm not saying he is, but it's a possibility because his interest isn't in saving his marriage. So his interest has to be somewhere else. Okay. So this girl, you know, she needs to set up that boundary. She needs to say to him, listen, we have to work at this marriage. We have to go for therapy, or, you know, things are not good here and everything like that. And if he won't do it, she has got to walk away. She has got to walk away. But I feel at this point, this relationship is, you know, not going to be repaired. It's not going to be repaired because you have somebody who really has checked out of the relationship. Okay, so, you know, if she wants to try to save it, she's got to stick to her guns. She's got to say to him, we're going to do this or I'm leaving. And when I tell you that you leave, you guys, you got to mean it. You can't threaten somebody, and you can't just leave for a week and then come back to them. Each time you come back to them, your value goes down to zero. Then your word means nothing. Believe me when I tell you, and this is an example of that, okay? You know, every time you break up, you get back together, break up, get back together. Do you think this person really believes that you're going to walk out of their life? No, they don't. Okay? They're pretty confident that even if you walked away, they could get you back. Okay? And that's the same thing with this guy. And some of them may even be happy if you do that. If you say, oh, well, you know, let's take a break. They'd be happy because you know what? Ooh, this is great. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we could take a break. They'll go out and have their fun and everything like that. And then after they've had their fun, then they'll come back to you and say, I really miss you, baby. And you, like the sucker, are going to go back, okay? You, like the sucker, are going to go back. So they know that anytime there's a problem in the relationship, they could just, you know, kind of check out of the relationship or something like that. He may even be pushing her to that point so that she does say something like, let's take a break. Because maybe he does want his freedom to go out and have fun. But the bottom line is, he knows that he could get her back. He's really not threatened of her leaving, okay? Or his head is just somewhere else and, you know, he's at the point where he's just, you know, not happy in the relationship. So that's how she's got to handle with that one. Okay, you guys, I got a question from this girl and, you know, this has to do with her friends, all right? She writes, I'm currently have an issue with my friends bringing up my ex-boyfriend around my boyfriend when I am not around. They make comments such as, we like you more than him. They had a terrible relationship. She was so miserable. They have also told my boyfriend that I was bipolar, which is not true. Why do my friends keep bringing up my ex around my boyfriend? They have made numerous uncalled for comments to my boyfriend about me and also asked him not to tell me. Are my friends acting this way out of jealousy? My boyfriend and I have a wonderful relationship and we are both successful in our careers and our personal goals. By the way, we've been dating for 5 months. He's 46 and I'm 30. Okay, I'm going to tell you why your friends are doing this. Because they're not really your friends, okay? This is, you guys, you got to be careful with, you know, the other females that you bring around your man, okay? Because a lot of people get jealous. There's friends, and then there's friends you can't trust, okay? And if they, you know, some people, if they're miserable in their life, they want to see you miserable in your life, okay? So that's why they're bringing up all those other things and calling you bipolar and saying, you know, like you were like this wreck with the ex-boyfriend and everything, you know, they are slighting you in his eyes. Okay. And basically I would not bring those friends around your boyfriend at all anymore. Okay. Because you can't trust them. You can't trust them. You can't have a friend that you can't trust. You know, they sound like the type that, how do you know they wouldn't hit on your boyfriend or something like that? So, and that, believe me, there's a lot of women that do that. There are a lot of women that do that. I had a girlfriend that was like that, that I was dating somebody and she, you know, I thought we were all friends and everything like that. And she was calling him, she was, you know, making sexual innuendos to him. And you know, but he actually came back and told me. He actually came back and told me, and he said, she's not your friend and everything. All right? So you got to be really careful of who you bring around your relationship, because outside people will try to sabotage you. Okay? In your life, you're going to have different kinds of friends in your life, you guys. You're going to have certain people that you could really, really trust. And then you're going to have certain friends that, you know, fill a certain purpose. Like maybe you have a friend that, you know, is cool to hang out with, to go shopping or go to lunch with, but you wouldn't confide in that friend about your personal details. Now, another thing is that, you know, this, you know, you should know, but if somebody is coming to you and gossiping about something, all right, that person is going to gossip about you down the road. So keep that in mind. You know, people that gossip to you about other people will take your business and gossip your business to somebody else. So if you're dealing with somebody like that, make sure that you don't tell them your personal business, okay? So most definitely, her girlfriends are jealous. They are jealous, or they're trying to break them up because maybe they want to hang out with her because she's spending all her time with her boyfriend. But it's probably just a case of them being very jealous. I mean, even calling her bipolar. What kind of friend does that? That's not a friend, okay? That is not a friend. So, you know, you need to be very careful of that. And like I said, I would not bring them around your man at all, okay? Okay, you guys, this one is a good one. Oh my God. She writes, is it weird? You're with a guy, you've been going out with this guy, you're dating this guy, and one day he texts you being extremely sexual and hyper throughout the day, just not like him, and it's creeping me out, okay? So she's been dating this guy, and all of a sudden, he's texting her like crazy, all this extremely sexual stuff, and, you know, he's hyper. He's obviously horny over there. And apparently, you know, this is all new to her because this is the first time she's seeing this side of this guy. But this is his true character coming out, okay? He feels now, at this point, he's going to try her for sex. So he's texting her sexual things because he wants, you know, he probably wants to get off over there. That's what he's trying to do. He's hoping that she texts him back sexy things and he's probably over there jerking off, all right? So that's the true guy. That's why I tell you guys, you know, it takes time to get to know somebody. You know, you can't judge somebody in the very beginning because in the very beginning, people are, you know, they're at their best. They're showing you their best side. And as time goes on, you will see little things about them that show you really who they are. Now, it's not like she's boyfriend and girlfriend with this guy. It's not like, you know, I'm getting the impression she's been dating him, but she didn't mention whether she's had sex with him or not. I kind of get the feeling that she hasn't had sex with him because him texting her now all of a sudden and bringing up sexual things out of the blue is kind of like, you know, blindsiding her. I get the impression that, you know what, he wasn't bringing these things up now, but now he feels like, you know, he's wherever he's at, he's feeling all horny, and he figures he's going to call her and, you know, he's going to see if he can get some sexual talk. Now, here's another thing I want to bring up, you guys, all right? A lot of people do this now with the internet and social media. You know, they don't know you, but, you know, they could be home and they could be horny and whatever, and they could just hit you up. They could hit you up first thing in the morning when they're fucking horny and shit like that. And they'll text you in the first thing in the morning. Oh, I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about you laying in this bed next to me, and start talking dirty because what they're doing is they're jerking off on the other end of the phone or, you know, when you're texting them, hoping that you're going to talk dirty back to them. Okay. Unless you're in a relationship with that person, you are not, you know, you are not, you know, part of the porn industry. Let them go to Pornhub or one of those other websites or something like that if that's what they're looking for, all right? You're not somebody's entertainment. And that's the thing. A lot of guys will do that. They will think that you are their entertainment. That's why they always, you know, they try you and they ask you questions like, can you send me a pic, you know? And then I always tell you, send them a headshot, okay? Send them a headshot or send them a very conservative but nice picture, all right? You know, somebody who's just looking at you to use you for sex is not going to like that. And they're going to come back at you and they're going to tell you something like, you have any other pictures? You have any sexy pictures? And boom, right there, you know that the sex is on the brain, okay? Sex is on the brain. Now, you know, if you've been dating that person a while, that's totally different. You could do what you want. But I'm talking about, you know, this is the beginning. You're dating somebody, all right? So if you haven't gotten to that point and this person right off the bat is starting to, you know, hit you up and be like, you know, going hyper, you know, crazy, asking you sexual things and everything like that, that's because he's horny over there and he's trying to use you so he can jerk off. Okay. That's the true person. And if you do it back, if you start talking dirty back to him, this is what it's going to become. Then you're going to be, every time he gets horny, he's going to hit you up and he's going to be looking to, you know, jerk off over there. And he knows he can, you know, have fun with you. All right. Because a lot of them, you know, they don't necessarily have to go out with you looking to have sex with you. Although, you know, a lot of them, that's what they ultimately hope for. But before they get to that point, they're happy, you know. They could come just by talking to you on the phone and getting, like, you know, if you get really sexual with them and everything like that. All right. Then in their brain, everything is going to turn off as far as looking at you as anything more than a sex thing. Then you're going to become like, they call the sex line. All right. So you don't want to, if you're not looking for just a sexual thing with that person, you know, you need to, like, shut it down. You need to shut it down and, you know, do not engage with that whatsoever, okay? And don't let somebody think that they could play with you or any of that nonsense, all right? And see, this is the problem. A lot of women do that thinking it's cute and everything like that. Like, oh, you know, just do it. But what you don't realize is that somebody's impression of you is going to change. They're not going to be interested in, you know, talking to you about topics, talking to you about things, you know, important issues or about you or what's going on with you. It's going to turn into that constant sex talk. And then the next thing, they're going to want to video chat with you and talk about, oh, you're sexy. Oh, that's a hot top. You know, I like the way your boobs are, you know, look nice and everything like that. That's how it goes, you guys. All right. And this is why a lot of women, they do that. They think like they're enticing the guy. Okay. Ooh, this is going to build attraction. You know, it builds sexual attraction, but it doesn't build any other kind of attraction. All right. And sexual attraction doesn't last. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys. All right. You know, sexual attraction, they could get that anywhere, okay? They can get that anywhere. But a personal, emotional attraction that somebody has to you, that's deeper, okay? That's hard to throw away, okay? So you see where I'm going with all this? You know, this girl, she obviously, you know, didn't see the other side of this guy. And this guy, you know, is like really, you know, he's obviously overstepping his boundaries here because he's not at that point in the relationship with her. Well, they're not even in a relationship. They're just dating. They're not at that point that he should be calling her and being talking all sexy and horny and all this other stuff. Okay. Because now she's really creeped out. So big mistake that this is who he is. Okay. So, you know, you need to shut it down. Okay, you guys, this is the last question. She writes, my boyfriend can't finish from sex. We will go for hours if he actually does. He says this has always been an issue his whole life. Help. Okay, There's a couple of reasons why somebody can't finish from sex. I mean, you could be having sex with somebody for a couple of hours and they just can't finish. So I'm going to go over some of the basic reasons that he may be having a problem with this, which could be that he's masturbating a lot. He could be watching a lot of porn. He could be on medications. Although she says this is his reasoning, okay? He says, you know, he's had this his whole life. Now, that may be true, or that may be just something he's telling her, because if he is watching a lot of porn, he may not want to tell her that. Or if he's on any kind of medications, maybe he doesn't want her to know about that. Those are all possibilities, okay? He may be a drinker, you know, or it could just be something mental in his head where he's just, you know, if your mind is not there, you are not going to be able to relax and basically be able to come. So, you know, she's got to look into the root of what's going on with this guy. What is causing, she's got to rule out all these other things. She's got to ask him about it, you know, like, does he masturbate a lot? Does he watch a lot of porn? Is he taking any certain medications or anything to that effect? All right. There's got to be something else going on here. I don't think that, you know, his whole life has been like that. All right. I think that basically there's something else psychologically or something he's doing that's preventing him from coming. And, you know, he's not being a totally upfront with her about it. So she needs to dive in a little deeper and start asking some questions and make him feel relaxed, so that if he's able to relax with her, then she, you know, he could have she could have better sex with him. But obviously there's something there that, you know, is holding him back, and she's got to dive in and find out exactly what it is. So I hope that helps you guys. If it did, hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast with your friends and let them know about, you know, the game and everything like that. And have a great day. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.